भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री राधा रास बिहारी की जय। प्रभुपाद की जय। पंचराज श्रीमद भागवतम की। Was the verse 4th read yesterday? Today is, and 4th was read. It has a very little purpose. I was not read. Someone in the audience says it was not read, yes. So we'll read the 4th verse and then go to the 5th one. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4th, Chapter 31st, Text number 4th. Tamagatam ta utthaya pranipatyabhinandyacha pujayitva yathadesham sukhasina matabruvan. Translation and short purport as by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ghi. As soon as the Prachetas saw that the great sage Narad had appeared, they immediately got up, even from their asanas. As required, they immediately offered obeisances and worshipped him. And when they saw that Narad Muni was properly seated, they began to ask him questions. Purport. It is significant that all the Prachetas were engaged in practicing yoga to concentrate their minds on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And text 5, please repeat after me. Prachetas vuchuhu svagatam te sure radya distyano darshanam gataha tava chankramanam brahman Abhayaya yatha ravehe Prachetas uchuhu Svagatam te surarshedya Dishtyano darshanam gataha Tava chakramanam brahman Abhayaya yatha ravehe. Dishyano darshanam gataha. others. Prachetas uchuhu. The Prachetas said, Suagatam, welcome. Te unto you. Surarshe, O sage among the demigods. Adya, today. Distya, by good fortune. Na, of us. Darshanam, audience. Gataha, you have come. Tava, you were. Chankramanam, movements. Brahman, O great Brahmana. Abhayaya, for fearlessness. Yatha, as. Ravehe, of the sun. Translation and purport again by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All the Prachetas began to address the sage, great sage Narad, O great sage, O Brahman, we hope you met with no disturbances while coming here. It is due to our great fortune that we are now able to see you. By traveling of the sun, people are relieved from the fear of the darkness of night, a fear brought about by thieves and rogues. Similarly, your traveling is like the suns, for you drive away all kinds of fear. Purport. Because of the night's darkness, everyone is afraid of rogues and thieves, especially in great cities. People are often afraid to go out on the streets, and we understand that even the great city like New York, people do not like to go out at night. More or less, when it is night, everyone is afraid, either in the city or in the village. Okay, village is also there. I was thinking of my experience of the village, getting scared. So not only cities, Prabhupada is adding in the village also. However, excuse me. However, as soon as the sun rises, everyone is relieved. Just as the sun disperses the darkness, the appearance of great sage like Narad disperses ignorance. When one meets Narad or his representative, a spiritual master, one is freed from all anxiety brought about by ignorance. Prachetas uchuhu svagatam te surir. What is happening? Okay. Surarshedya distyano darshanam gataha tava chankramanam brahman abhayaya yatha rave. All the Prachetas began to address the great sage Narada. O great sage, O Brahman, We hope you met with no disturbances while coming here. It is due to our great fortune that we are now able to see you by traveling of the sun. People are relieved from the fear of darkness of night, a fear brought about by thieves and rogues. Similarly, your traveling is like the sun's, for you drive away all kinds of fear. Yeah, I remember, well, one thing came to my mind, that we also had traveled to Mathura by train and then to Radha Damodar temple. This was in 72, and just now we had darshan of deities there. We went into quarters of Srila Prabhupada, small, and as we were sitting around, about a dozen devotees from Mumbai, our leader was Pancha Dravid Prabhu, and he was going to be Swami during that Kartik, so we had arrived, and I was also Raghunath, and I was going to become Loknath that month. Anyways, a small thing, that as we were sitting around Srila Prabhupada, it was Pancha Dravid Prabhu. It is only appropriate, as we see here, the etiquette, the prachetas, they are sitting at the feet of Narad Muni, and as he has taken his seat, they are questioning, they are also glorifying him. So in that mood, Pancha Dravida, he was glorifying Srila Prabhupada, and it was morning hours. Sun had just risen as we were going from Mathura station to Radha Damodar. Sun was rising in the east, and as we arrived in Prabhupada's quarters, he started glorifying Srila Prabhupada, saying, "Srila Prabhupada, you are brilliant like sun." I do not remember more, but he got this idea from prachetas that Narad Muni was compared Abhayaya Yatha Raveha. Just like your traveling is like the sun's traveling, and you drive away all kinds of fear. So very similar, the mood or expression was there, addressing on our behalf. Our leader was addressing Srila Prabhupada and comparing him, "You are like a sun, you are brilliant like a sun." Srila Prabhupada ki. Swagatam. In fact, that time, Srila Prabhupada welcomed us in Vrindavan, and he was inquiring, "How was your traveling?" "We hope you met no disturbances while coming here." This is Prachetas talking to Narad Muni. So, in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada was also making inquiries, "How was our journey?" In fact, another time in Mayapur, we walked from Vrindavan to Mayapur, and as we arrived there in Prabhupada's quarters, Prabhupada inquired from all the Padiyatris, Bulakar Sankirtan party, how was the journey? Prabhupada's question, "How was the journey?" And I remember me replying, saying, It was an easy journey to Mayapur planet, Prabhupada. Because the title of the book, Easy Journey to Other Planets, so I put that into it. It was easy journey to Mayapur planet, Srila Prabhupada. We had traveled in both of these cases. So Srila Prabhupada was very kindly inquiring how was the journey, how were the travels. And here, Prasidas were inquiring, as we always do, how was the travel, how was the flight, how was... Swagatam, and you are welcome. Swagatam te, we welcome you. And who are you? Surarshi. Surarshi. You are sage amongst the demigods. A few verses earlier, it was also described as a Sura Asura. He's a sage amongst the Suras and Asuras. Dhira Dhira Jana Priyakaro Manyo Sharanya Karo. Like that. The six Goswamis. Dhiras and Adhiras. Gentlemen and the ruffians in both the camps. Six Goswamis were very popular or honored. So was Srila Narad Muni. Distyano darshanam gataha. It is our good fortune that we have darshana viewers. We are getting your audience. We have your audience. Darshanam. We'll get back, come back to this. Darshanam. Tava chankramanam brahman. Chankramanam. Going round and round and round. You are chankramani. You are going around yatha ravehe. It is just like Ravi. Ravi is sun. Today is Ravivar. Today is Sunday. Today is Sun's day. So today is called Ravivar. Tomorrow is Somvar. This someone else's day. And Mangal's War. We have 7 days. Each one for attributed to different personalities. Today is a Sun's day. Ravi's War. Ravivar. Today. So yatha ravehe. Just like sun. You are wandering around it just like sun. And not only you are wandering like sun, there is also something else, also like sun, that you do. What does sun do? He spells darkness, disperses darkness. Krishna Surya Sam, Maya Hai Andhakar. Jaha Krishna, Tahar Nai, Maya Radhikar. Where there is sun, there is no darkness. Where there is Krishna, there is no Maya. So where there is sun, there is no darkness. So as sun disperses the darkness, drives away darkness, and as a result, apayayo, immediately people are relieved. As soon as there's a sunrise, there's a relief. Relief from the darkness. And what causes the darkness causes fear. Fear of thieves and rogues and what? Serpents and a lot of parties. The ghosts. They also appear at night time. Terrorists may come and take advantage of darkness. The dark activities in mode of ignorance take place at night time. There's a tama. What is that? Evanukampartham Aham agyanajam tamaha. Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, 11th verse also, someone remember, 11th verse, that when I'm kind to, well, to somebody, what do I do? Anukampartham, my anukampa, my compassion to somebody. In what form? Aham agyanajam tamaha. Aham agyanajam tamaha. Tamaha, the darkness, born from agyanajam. Agyan, the ignorance, ja, the birth. Ignorance gives birth to tamaha, the darkness. Agyanajam tamaha. Aham agyanajam tamaha. What do? Nashayami. I destroy that ignorance caused by what? Tamaha. Yeah, aham agyanajam. Ignorance. Darkness caused by ignorance. Nashayami. I destroy. How do I destroy? Nashayami atma bhavasto jnanadipena bhashvata. I light the lamp. I light the lamp within the heart of that person, and bhashvata, immediately there is the light. Bhashvata. Bha is light. Bhaskar. Sun is also called Bhaskar. Kar means doer. He is a doer of what? Bha, the light. He is a doer of the light. He is a spreader of the light. He spreads the light. So sun has another name called Bhaskar. As also goes the Bharat, people of the nation, those who are Rat, are absorbed in Bha, the light of torch, light of knowledge, and they are Bharatiya, not just because they have passport. I have Indian passport. I am Bharatiya. I am Indian. No, by definition. If you are absorbed in light, light coming from Bhagavat and Bhagavad Gita, then you are Bharatiya, then you are Bharat, Bharatiya passport. Otherwise, they should surrender all the passports. So as that sun spreads the light, dries away the fear, and that is what you do also, O Brahman. Narad Muni has been addressed as, first of all, you are a Sura Rishi, you are sage amongst the demigods, that is one address, and you are also Brahman. You are Brahman, translated as Brahman. And who is a Brahman? Brahma Janati Iti Brahmanaha. Brahma Janati, one who knows Brahman. Brahma is a Brahman. And in this case, he not only knows Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan, he also knows Bhagavan. So you are knower of the truth. You are knower of the truth. Oh, how lucky we are, Distya. We are very fortunate that today we have Adhya, today we have Darshanam Gataha. We have your Darshan, we have your audience. Swagatam, you are welcome. Such personality as you are, we welcome you. Su Swagatam. Swagatam Krishna, Swagatam Narasaya, we welcome you. because you, we have your darshan. So how does, okay, I was also, when King Parikshit welcomed Shukdev Goswami, there's a large audience of sages sitting on the banks of Ganga, sitting around King Parikshit and wondering what to do, what process he should follow, and whole deliberation is going on. And while that was on, there comes Shukadeva Goswami arrives. And the children in Hastinapur and other folks, they did not know the power of the sage, his stature, the status. So that time King Parikshit said also, Esham samsmaranat pumsam sadhyaha shudhyanti vai griha. Just like this, just like, yeah, what happens? This sadhyaha means today, as adhya and sadhya. Prachetas are using word adhya, and King Parikshit says sadhya means today, now, and here. What happens? That shudhyanti, there's a purification. Grihaha. Homes are purified. People in those homes are purified instantly. Tesham samsmaranat. Just by remembering you, just remembrance of you is sufficient for the purification. But kim punaha, but it's all good fortune. King Parikshit said, kim punar darshanam, you are giving us darshan, remembrance was enough, but today we have your darshan. Darshan kim punar darshanam sparsha, we are able to see you. We'll be able to touch your lotus feet. Pada saucha, we'll be able to wash your lotus feet. Asana divihi, and we'll be able to offer you exalted seat. And adibhi, that's not all. Adibhi includes a lot of many other things. We'll be able to even offer lunch prasad, a big feast for you. And when you lie on the bed, we'll be able to massage you and do this for you and do that for you. Oh, how good, it's good fortune of all of us assembled sages. And of course myself, King Parikshit, that is his mood. He has welcomed Shukdev Goswami and he says, Tava darshanam, your darshanam. And not only darshan, sparsha, pada, saucha, asana, adivhi. Oh, how fortunate I am today, King Parikshit says. So, darshanam, Prachetas are talking of darshan. King Parikshit is talking of darshan. Vistyano darshanam gataha. So, this darshan, when, of course, we used to have a darshan. Is this darshan time? Could we go see Srila Prabhupada? Is darshan time? Yes, darshan time. In Bombay, we were very fortunate. To be in Bombay was a great good fortune for us, the Bombay Brahmacharis. This being Srila Prabhupada's office, you spend more time in the office, right? People usually spend a lot of time in the office. So Srila Prabhupada spent a lot of time in his office. More than Mayapur, not as much, in fact. If we go through biography of Srila Prabhupada, he spent little time, only during festivals. In between the festivals, hardly ever Prabhupada was there, maybe just a few times. I wrote a book and did a little research about it. But he spent a lot of time here. And Srila Prabhupada used to come here all the time, coming from London, coming from Los Angeles, coming from Tokyo, coming from here, coming from there, coming. And also, coming, going, coming, and we used to be here. And months together, Srila Prabhupada in Bombay. One time he spent 3 months. 3 months, and every morning there was a Bhagavatam class by Srila Prabhupada. There was no need of announcement. Today is Bhagavatam class. No announcement. Srila Prabhupada was in town every morning. And class is one of the items. Every morning walk. Every morning he would return from this road. His buildings were not there. Temple was where this tower, one of these towers. Temple was right there, and as Prabhupada returned from the beach, one time I also was a pujari, head pujari, as to Prabhupada always coming on time, before time, and waiting. Then greeting of the deities, Govindam, Adipur, Darshan, and then asan, Srila Prabhupada used to take his asan, we used to offer him Guru Puja, not just samsmaranam, not just smaran, not just remembrance. He used to be right there, sitting in his asan, Vyasasan, and offering him Guru Puja, and kirtans, and offering flowers, and towards the end he's throwing flowers, and we used to jump to catch those flowers. And Prabhupada signaling us, we were already dancing, but he would do like this, jump high, and we were thinner or lighter those days, especially I was, so flying high was easier. Now we can't even lift our 80 or 100 kgs or... And then, Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi, his style of Jai Radha Madhava and drums. And then Srila Prabhupada, very intensely, with his eyes closed and singing Jai Radha Madhava, and we would see sometimes the tears from his eyes gliding down, and then Jai Om Vishnupada and obeisances, and Om Namo Bhagavate class, and then during the day we would go do preaching, make life members, and again we used to have a darshan. Those buildings don't exist now. Now we have heaven has cropped up, or heaven has descended. There were different buildings, and Prabhupada stayed in one of those buildings. And then around, I think, 5 o'clock or so, after we returned from preaching, again darshan of Srila Prabhupada on the rooftop. We used to bring some life members and friends, others also. Darshan on the roof, and then evening Bhagavad Gita class. Every day he used to give Bhagavad Gita class. And so day in and day out, hundred morning walks, 100 times he returned for Radha Rasbihari Darshan, 100 Guru Pujas, 100 Bhagavatam classes, and during the day some other interaction, more darshan, and on and on and on. Such a great good fortune of ours to have Srila Prabhupada amongst us, with us, and not only we had darshan, but sparsha, the touch, and asana adibhihi, and all that we were able to do. So there is to be darshan hours, or we say, darshan hour, darshan. So there is a talk of darshan here. So So when we go for darshan, or when we have darshan of the spiritual master, the great acharyas, we have darshan of Mahabhagavat darshan, we have. Why do we call that as a darshan? Is it only we are able to see him and we take some photographs also? And go away. At darshan we captured him. Seeing, well, that is one kind of darshan, a just limited meaning of that darshan. Darshan is what he speaks, that is darshan. His speech is darshan. Tadvidhi pranipatena paribhrashnena sevaya. And then what happens? Upadakshantite jnanam jnaninas tatva darshinaha. If we go for darshan, we have audience, he speaks and he gives darshan, tatva darshan. He is tatva darshinaha. He gives darshan of the tatva. And darshan of tatva is not different from darshan of the Lord. He gives darshan. Even there are shad darshans, there are six schools of thought or philosophies. Shad darshan they are called. Vedanta darshan, Sankhya darshan. Different darshans. Not just philosophy, they are darshan. They are helping you, they are giving you darshan. Ultimately, darshan of the Lord. And they're so transparent via medium, that you look at them, you look through them, and they do not stand between you and the Lord. You look at them, you hear them, and you see the Lord. Or they give the vision to see the Lord so that you could have darshan of the Lord. So you are taking darshan of the spiritual master or exalted personality like Narad or Srila Prabhupada, and is a darshan of the Lord. One time, I was reminded, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was in Kolkata in his Gaudiya Mat, talking to a group of disciples, giving a talk, giving some darshan, or some philosophical darshan, tattva darshan. And then one disciple, he got up, he went away, and he returned after some time. And when he returned, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj inquired, "Oh, where did he go?" Said, "Guru Maharaj, I went for darshan. I went for darshan." He went into the temple room and he had come back. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his disciple, thought, "Oh, if I give this reason, I had gone for darshan. Okay. Thank you. Good. You had gone for darshan. Sit down." He was expecting that kind of response. My Guru Maharaj would be pleased to know that I had gone for darshan. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was displeased with the disciple. "Oh, you went for darshan, and as you stood in front of the deities, you opened your eyes, right?" "Yes, I did." "And you closed your eyes?" "Yes, I did." "And opened and closed." So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "So how was your eye exercise?" "How was your eye exercise? You open your eyes many times, close your eyes. So how was your eye exercise?" And he rebuked his disciple.
You fool.
I was giving you darshan here, right here. I was arranging darshan. I was giving you eyes to see the Lord, and you prefer to go away and take darshan on your own with your eyes, charma chakshu. These eyes made up of the leather, the skin. Chakshudan dilo jai, janme janme prabhu sai. Chakshudan. So when there is a darshan given by great personalities, mahatmas, mahatmanastu mam partha, daivi prakriti masritaha, those who have taken shelter of daivi prakriti, they give, when we take darshan, they are giving us drishti, they are giving us vision to see the Lord. That way they give us darshan. That is why we say, Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. What does this verse say? Om Jnana Timirandhasya Ajnana Timir. Again, Ajnana Jamtamaha. What Krishna said in Bhagavad, Ajnana Jamtamaha. Ignorance is coming from ajnana. The darkness is coming from ajnana, ignorance. So, timirandhasya. I was in total darkness. So what did my spiritual master do? Om ajnana timira jnananjana shalakaya. He took some... like a doctor's eye, those who do the operation, they are shalakaya. They scissors, they take different instruments. Shalakaya, he used jnananjana shalakaya. Chakshur unmilitam. Chakshur unmilitam. He opened my eyes. I was totally blind, covered with ignorance and the darkness, and he opened my eyes and he gave me, showed me the light of the day, light of coming from Krishna, showed me the Lord, showed me the path, gave me the technique, the process, how to see the Lord, how to meet the Lord. Jeev jago, jeev jago. Gora chanda bole. So that my jeev, not that my jeev, it's not, I am jeev, I am living entity, it's not my living entity. Could we say? I cannot say it's my living entity. Krishna could say, we are his living entity, mamai vamsho. But when we talk, we cannot say it's my jeev. I am jeev. I am jivatma. That's not I have jivatma. You understand the difference? It's not my jivatma. So jeev jago, jeev jago. That song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, jeev jago, wake up sleeping soul. What does it say? Wake up sleeping soul, not wake up sleeping body. Body wakes up and body is hungry finally. After 10 hours of sleep, when you are hungry, body wakes up. Or time to go to the office, body wakes up. Or this, that, some call, someone knocking at the door, paper! Newspaper or a raddi paper. And then we wake up. But even after that kind of waking up, jeev, the soul keeps sleeping all day and all night. Soul never wakes up. completely covered over. So who wakes up the soul? It's a jijago. Jijago. Gora Chand bole. Now Gora Chand has come and Gora Chand, Gora Chandra is calling. That is why what you should do? Kota Nidra Jao Maya Pishachira Kole. Doesn't say how long are you going to sleep in the bed. Well, you're out of the bed already, you're woken up. But this call says, how long are you going to sleep in the lap of which called Maya? So one gets up, gets out of the bed, Dunlop, or whatever kind of bed you have. You are out of the bed, you have jumped out of the bed, but you continue to be still in the bed, in the lap of Maya. So, jijago, hence, O soul, wake up, sleeping soul, wake up, sleeping soul. So that waking up is done by Narad Muni, Srila Prabhupada, and all representatives of the Lord are here to wake us up. And after we have woken up, then they give us darshan. Distyano darshanam gataha. They give us darshan. They give us eyes to see. They give us tattva darshan. So that we could see things as they are. What time is it? Okay. So, so that's Lord's arrangement. Lord comes personally also, Sambhavami, Yuge Yuge, and then next Yuga again he comes, and next age, and next. But in between, what happens? He sends his devotees. He sends his representatives. And they are his people. And they act on his behalf. They are empowered. They are power of attorney from the Lord. And they represent him. Mamekam Sharanam Braj, Lord. Ma, surrender unto me. And they come and what do they say? Surrender unto Krishna. Is there any difference? Prabhupada used to ask this question. Is there any difference? Krishna said, Mamekam Sharanam Braj. You surrender unto Krishna. And spiritual master, surrender unto me, Krishna says. And spiritual master says, surrender unto Krishna. Any difference? There's no difference. So this is also Bhagavad Gita as it is. Let Krishna speak, you shut up. You shut up. Let Krishna speak. So these representatives, they let Krishna speak. Otherwise, everyone is speaking, talking, talk has become cheap now. The bills are much smaller now, telephone, the mobile bills. What they talk is cheap, and the bills also. Phones are cheaper, the bills, cheaper bills, and talk is very, very cheap talk. Cheap talk. And everyone is talking, no one is hearing. Everyone is talking. God has given us 2 years and 1 month. Should we be hearing more or talking more? 2 years, 1 month. Hear more. Talk less. Sometimes you should stop talking, listen. Then again, of course, depends who do you talk to. Whatever little talk you talk you hear. That hearing, so give your ears to the Lord. In fact, this is how we take darshan. Taking darshan, darshan is not with the eyes, darshan is with the help of the ears. If we are interested in seeing or interested in darshan, use the ears to hear. Come here. Sit here. Do not fear. I am here, Krishna could say. Abhayaya, this talk of abhayaya, fearlessness. So as soon as we are with the Lord, then there is no more fear. So we take darshan of these great personalities and we become fearless because ignorance is destroyed, driven away, and Maya is replaced with Krishna. Nirvidyamananam akuto bhayam ichchatam akuto bhayam. Those who wish to become fearless, Harir Nama Anukirtanam. There's some verse like that in the second canto. If you want to become fearless, all the sages have come to conclusion. You should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This was conclusion 5,000 years ago. Etan nirvidyamananam ichchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nripa nirnitam harir namanukirtanam. Then Shukdev Goswami says, all the sages, after a lot of thinking and churning, they have come to conclusion, nirnitam. Yoginam nripa, O king, all the yogis have concluded. What is the conclusion? Harir nama no kirtanam. 5,000 years ago, Sukhdev Goswami said that. And by doing so, what happens? Akuto bhayam. One becomes yadi ichchati. If you are expecting, desiring fearlessness, those who wish to be fearless, anyone here wants to be fearless? Interested in becoming fearless? Everyone wants to be fearless. So, the prescription here is, in this age of Kali, you take shelter of the holy name. 5,000 years ago it was declared by Shukdev Goswami, and he says, it's not me. So many sages had to say the same thing. I'm just repeating the conclusion of the sages, thinkers. This is the age of Kali. Harir Nama eva kevalam. So chant Hare Krishna. And be happy. Don't be afraid anymore. Amekam sharanam vraj aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshishyami ma suchaha. Do not fear. Lord has guaranteed. Just surrender unto me. So in this age of Kali, Lord also appears. Kali kale namarupe Krishna avatar. Lord takes his avatar in the form of Harinam. Harinam is avatar. Harinam Prabhu. Namashraya kari jatane tumi takaha apana kaje. And taking shelter of the holy name. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna said, surrender unto me. And in the age of Kali, there's a surrendering unto the holy name of the Lord. Namashraya kari. take the ashray, shelter of the holy name. So is this contradictory or there's some connection between Krishna speaking on the battlefield and asking, please surrender unto me, surrender unto me. And you are also supposed to be surrendering unto the holy name. So is that Krishna and the holy name, are they two different things, two different personalities? Same. Abhinnatvat namanamino. Abhinna, not different. That Lord Sri Krishna, who appeared 5,000 years ago, spoke Bhagavad Gita, has now appeared as the holy name. So we hear the sounds, Shabda Brahma. And from the sound, our philosophy is from sound comes the form. From sound comes the form. So from Hare Krishna sound comes the form. Or again, comes or not comes, it is, sound is the form. It's a little spiritual technology here. Sound is the form. Hare Krishna is the Lord. Or as we chant, well, not only chant, what else you have to do? Hear. Then what happens if it is done properly? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, and then more things. You could do smaran, remembrance of what? Remembrance of the form of the Lord, remembrance of the qualities of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, abode of the Lord, all that we are reminded of as we chant the holy name of the Lord. As a process is supposed to be very easy, and very sweet and all that. So we get this darshan. Narad Muni, in fact, he wanted to take darshan of Brahma at the beginning of the age of Kali. And Narad Muni had darshan of Brahma. And Narad Muni inquired, Now this is a new age. What is the process for this age? Chant the holy name. Chanting the holy name, Harinam. But could you be more specific? There are so many names. This is also Vishnu Sahasranam. 1,000 names. Could you say which name? And then Brahma gave darshan. Gave a tattva darshan. He made the point. Says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Iti shodashakam nam, kali kalmasha nashanam, nataha paratara upayaha, sarva vedi shudrashyate. This is Brahma speaking. I, now, dear disciple, dear child, Narad Muni is son of Brahma, Narad Muni is disciple of Brahma, so he's addressing my dear child. My dear disciples, I want to tell you that in this age of Kali, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Iti Shodashakam Namna, Kali Kalmashanashanam, Kali Kalmashanashanam, all the flaws, all the faults, all destroyed, Kali Kalmashana, Nataha Parvatarupa, Sarva Vedesh, I am the knower of the Vedas, Brahma says, I am not just, there's any Tom, Dick and Harry, as I say.
I'm somebody. Who am I?
Tene Brahma Hridaya Adik.
I am the Adikavi. I am the first one.
To hear the Vedas, there was a time there were just Lord and myself, only two of us in the entire universe. Only two persons, and that time Lord spoke to me. He revealed all the knowledge of the Vedas. Essence of Vedas was revealed unto me, and that person is talking to you. You understand? And this is what I had to say, the knower of the Veda, is what I had to say, that na ataha parataraha. Parataraha means better, upayaha, solution. Sarva Vedeshu, in all the Vedas, drashyate, as far as I could see, I could understand, there is nothing but the chanting of the holy name. And he specified which name to be chanted. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So let us all chant, take the shelter of the holy name, and be happy and be fearless. We just have to do this chanting properly. If we just do this chanting properly, which means the goal is darshan of the Lord, goal is to have audience of the Lord. The goal is, as once Srila Prabhupada said or wrote, that the goal is to join the dancing party of Radha and Krishna. Our goal is to join the dancing party of Radha and Krishna. So how to achieve that goal? The means is there. To achieve the goal, you have to have a means, and the right means. Sadhan and sadhya. Sadhya is joining dancing party, and sadhan is Harir Namaiva Kevalam. So just do the sadhan properly, then don't worry. If you are on the right path and doing the right things, right mantra, right darshan, tattva darshan, everything, just the right means, then we'll achieve the goal. If you are sitting in the right train, but if you want to go to Chennai, but you are sitting in train going to Kolkata, will you go to Chennai? Did you understand? So if you are sitting in the right train, in the right mantra, right, everything is right, the means is right, then the goal, you will go. Certainly you will go. So this chanting of Hare Krishna has to be done attentively. We hear about that. How should the chanting be? Attentive chanting. Attention, inattention, not being attentive. So after 10 offenses, we say, those who wish to achieve the goal of this human form of life, which is Krishna Prem. Goal is Krishna Prem. Those who wish to achieve that goal, what do they have to do? Chant attentively. Hear the holy name attentively, avoiding all the offenses against the holy name. So, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we will continue to commit 10 offenses if our hearing is inattentive. If you are not chanting with full attention, then you are bound to commit offenses. So this is a more serious offense. Avoiding this, avoiding that. But the attentive chanting is not done. Performance is not... Attentive chanting doesn't happen, then we'll continue. The breeding ground. Then inattentive chanting becomes a breeding ground for the offenses. Anyway, this is not the time for the Japa reform seminar or Japa retreat. You should attend around the world now. Devotees are going through the Japa retreats and Japa reforms and seminars or attentive chanting and Harinam Chintamani by Bhaktivinoda Thakur becomes the topic of discussion. Inattentive chanting. So I won't give the whole seminar, but there's one thing that I would like to share, which I learned from in one of the seminars. While we are chanting our japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In order to have our chanting with full attention or attentive chanting, something else on our mind, in our thought, has to be gotten rid of, to drive that away, stop that, so that we could end up hearing. We chant, well, that happens. Verbally we are uttering the name, and then it just bounces off our mind. You throw the ball and then the ball doesn't go in or doesn't stick to the wall. What happens? The ball just bounces back. So a lot of times that happens. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but it just bounces back. Because we are not free to hear. We are busy. We are busy. But that was another thing. That another thing came up. As soon as I said busy. I'll say that also. Now? This was when I was a new devotee myself, and an old temple. This is a very small temple. And our president, Giriraj Das Brahmachari, that time, Maharaj, he was Brahmachari. He was chanting, and some big life member had come to see him. And I found out that someone wanted to meet Giriraj Prabhu, that time, our president. So I went, he was chanting in the temple, and I mentioned to him that such and such life member wants to see you. And his response was, tell him that I am busy. And my thought was, what? You are not busy. You're just sitting and only chanting. You're not busy. This was my mind talking inside. I did not speak out. I did not dare to speak to my president like that. You're not busy.
But I was thinking, well, you are not busy. What excuse? Just because you don't want to see that person, you are coming up with excuse, you are busy. But much later, I don't know when, took quite some time for me to realize that this chanting is supposed to be a business, not in a mundane sense, business. A serious thing. You are preoccupied, you are busy with something, you are busy with chanting, and of course we say when chanting is a time when you have appointment with the Lord. Chanting is a time when your appointment is with who? With Krishna. Your appointment is with the Lord. So if you are meeting Him, having some dialogue with Him, isn't that a business? Isn't that a serious thing? So anyway, we have to realize that this chanting of Hare Krishna is a serious thing. And we should be only chanting while chanting. And we do also, we don't do a lot of things during chanting, and we sit and chant, and even if we are doing that, we still may be busy inside. Maybe not talking to others, not on mobile, not doing this, that, not busy in that sense, but even sitting and chanting, but still we are too busy. We're too busy to hear the holy name. We have no time. We are busy. Well, Japamala is making rounds. One round, two rounds. Our mind is making rounds. Around the world in $8 or something. You're going round and round. Around the world, or around the home, or around a man, around a woman, around car. Our mind is making rounds of the car, doing production of the car that we have just purchased, or this or that, or, and we are just not free. Let chanting go on. It is going on outside, but it is not entering us. It is not touching our souls. Our soul is not hearing. Jeev Jago, the soul has to wake up. The soul has to hear. But there is something else between the chanting, which is a holy name, which is Lord. Hare Krishna is the Lord. And the soul is the recipient of that mercy. The target of the chanting is, the chanting should reach the soul. But then what happens in the middle, there is a mind. There is a stumbling block. Mana eva manushanam karanam bandha mokshayo. Mind could become the cause of bandhan or moksha. This is the verdict of the Shastra. The mind could become the cause of the bondage or liberation. So where is the mind? What is mind doing during chanting? His mind is also part of the process of hearing and chanting. Our mind is having its own wanderings and thoughts and sankalp and vikalp and accept this, reject that. And so anyway, here is the what I had heard during, it was Manidhi Maharaj, in fact, in his seminar, was talking that he said, when you go to a
shopping mall or some shopping centers. This is big, shopping mall. Usually there is a music. They play music, and it is called mood music. Mood, to get you into the mood. Mood music. So while that is in the background, that music is on, and a lot of people are now talking, buying, shopping. Maybe they are also hearing that music and getting into the mood of what they are to do the shopping there. So he was pointing out there are two things happening simultaneously. The mood music is going on, and something else is also going on. So while we are chanting, the mind's mood music is on. And it just doesn't allow you to hear this music of the chanting music. The Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. It just doesn't penetrate. Just doesn't go in there. That music just goes on and on and on and on. So, chanting and hearing that chanting, and then remembrance, and the whole guideline, what thoughts you should have during chanting the holy names. So, attentive chanting, attentively hearing the holy name, each word, each mantra, or other japa reform party or person, they say, hear the whole mantra, one mantra at a time, as some Gurujan Prabhu talks about it. Hear mantra from beginning to end, the 16 words, make sure you're chanting 16 words, first of all. Make sure your mantra is not 14 word mantra, or 12 word mantra, or not just snik snik hare hare. Prabhupada said, snik snik hare hare, snik snik hare hare. That's all that you hear, snik snik hare hare, snik snik hare hare. So then, when you go to some sneak loka, well, sneak, sneak, hare, hare, sneak, 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 sneak. Now, being fully alert, the opening of the mouth and tongue vibrating, the ears and hearing, and get all the stumbling blocks, clear the mind, get all the thoughts out. Yato, yato, nishchalati, tataha, tataha. Wherever mind goes, from there you drag the mind. And atmani, vashamnait, on paramatma, on the holy name. Fix that on the holy name, wherever it goes. Don't follow the mind, drag it back. If it is going to Krishna, don't stop, don't drag it back. But elsewhere it is going, bring it back. So chanting is not the time that we just sitting around. This is the time our body, our mind, our intelligence, our soul, everything absorbed, everything busy. Sumayadhasaha. This process of chanting will be glorified, or Lord will be glorified in the form of His holy names Which kind of people will glorify or worship the Lord in the form of the holy name? Sumedhasa, intelligent. So, sharp intelligence. Being very alert, keeping watch on the movements of the mind. Okay, I'll stop here. Just leave some homework for you, all of us. Jai Kendra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.